USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she was shocked after visiting a detention center in Clint, Texas. The freshman lawmaker has compared these centers to concentration camps and now claims that there are women being told by officers to drink out of toilets. Art Del Cueto is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Council. He responds to those claims on Fox News.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez put herself in a corner. She had already condemned these facilities. She said they were concentration camps. She called Border Patrol agents Nazis. I think she was looking for issues. She was looking for things that she could make bigger than what they actually were.
On Tuesday, the Trump administration began printing the 2020 census forms without a citizenship question, and the U.S. will play for the Women's World Cup title after beating England 2-1. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This week's big 4th of July event on the National Mall will showcase America's military might. The president told reporters it will include flyovers via fighter jet and planes. The U.S. ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, is speaking out over what happened to conservative journalist Andy Ngo over the weekend. Ngo was videotaped being punched and kicked and doused with a milkshake by Antifa members during a clash in Portland, Oregon over the weekend. The ambassador reminds us,
this is something in America that cannot happen. And what I've asked the Justice Department is look into the facts. Let's go back and let's look, dig up what did we know beforehand and who didn't act. Because we certainly have seen the doxing and this is what happens when you have areas where law and order are put on hold. And it's a sanctuary city or a sanctuary place. That message is a very strong message to people that you get to do what you want.
Grenell was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating Sunday morning's plane crash at Addison Airport outside of Dallas, Texas, where 10 people, including two children, died. Dr. Jennifer Roddy, lead investigator for the NTSB, discussed the possibility of engine failure.
Both engines were recovered from the airframe yesterday. Both propeller assemblies were recovered from the accident scene yesterday, and they're now in a secure hangar.
One of America's plane states is finally done with a drought. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Since January 1st, Oklahoma has received an average of about 27 inches of rain, about 8 inches above normal, and the fourth wettest six-month period for the state in nearly a century, according to the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Now, the heavy rainfall did cause catastrophic flooding along the Arkansas River Basin in eastern Oklahoma and downriver into Arkansas as well. But the U.S. Drought Monitor, an assessment of drought conditions across the nation, indicates that Oklahoma was drought-free as of June 25th. A year earlier, more than 72% of the state was experiencing some degree of drought, including 28% of that state in severe drought. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a total solar eclipse is stretching across South America. It's not visible here to the United States, but NASA is live streaming the event if you're interested. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.